And I am like to show you the agenda for the meeting. I don't know if it was sent round to all of you. Anyway, this is the plan for today's meeting is firstly just to introduce the project briefly. Although I'm sure you've actually got some of the information already. Then the main purpose is to so that we get to know each other a little bit more. Then we want to practice using some of the tools that we'll be using during the course of the design project and the meetings, specifically the whiteboard over there. Then we need to go through the specifics of our project plan and discuss, come up with some preliminary ideas about it. And then that's it. So we've got 25 minutes to do that. It's until 11:25. So, any questions?
Not at this point.
Not at this point. So, this is our project. What we're aiming to do is to create a new remote control for a television. We want it to be something original, something trendy, and also something user-friendly. So it has to be quite intuitive that people are able to use this product. The method that we're going to use to complete the project, it has three components as such. There's the functional design of the remote control. The way we'll do that, I think, is to work individually initially and then come together for meetings to work on that. Similarly with the conceptual design, we'll start off by working individually with our own expertise on our own laptops, and then we'll bring what we've done together. And then the detailed design will come after that. We'll pull it all together.
I'm a bit confused about what's the difference between the functional design and conceptual design. Is it just more detail?
I think we're talking that the functional design is more your area of things where you want to look at what functions we need in the remote control and what specific things it has to do, but the conceptual design is perhaps bigger than that and includes how people are going to use it and that kind of thing.
Where do we identify the components of our product? I think it's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the components. It's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the components of our product.
I think we'll start that initially with the functional design already. Okay, so that's just a brief overview of the project itself. What I'd like us to do now is simultaneously introduce ourselves and start using some of the tools that we're using for the project, specifically the whiteboard. So each person in turn, I'd like us to go up to the whiteboard, the pen's just underneath it there, and draw your favourite animal, and then tell everyone what your favourite characteristics of that animal are. And while you're doing that, tell us your name, what your role is, and perhaps how your animal relates to the role that you're taking in this project.
Oh,
you're looking at me. Would you like to go first?
Do I have a choice?
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
please go near the lights, okay, yeah, thanks. Cool.
You don't have to hurry, we've got plenty of time.
So my name's Kat and I'm really not very good at this whole drawing about me, so okay.
It's got no eyes.
Oh, good point. Oh, the eyes always ruin it, like actually not too much on its own. Okay, cool. This is a rabbit.
Yeah, at first I thought it was going to be cat.
Yeah, I don't think it's furry, but it will get
No,
it.
No, I
I can see by the ears.
Yeah.
Okay, well it's a fluffy rabbit.
Blue, probably same colour in blue, but you know.
It's me and I like it because it's small. And it's fluffy. And one day it was just genetically modified them and they were quite pink.
Okay, excellent. And what's your role within the team?
I am the Okay, cool. I am the marketing expert. So like I'm gonna be doing the harming according to the little card computer that knows everything. The user requirements specification of the functional design, trend watching in the conceptual design, and product evaluation in the detailed design.
And more about yourself, you're from?
I'm from Leicester, second year. What else do you want to know? I like sports. yeah, aerobics, kickboxing, spinning.
But not with rabbits.
Not with rabbits, no. And vets, I like vets as well. And yeah, and I like cocktails, especially pink ones. Okay.
Excellent, to match the rabbit.
Okay. So my name is Marika.
There's a, if you have a large enough room, there's an eraser there and you can grab it.
Yeah, or I can make it small. So I'm the interface designer in this project. My favorite animal, I'm not so sure because I'm not so very familiar with all kinds of animals. But I do like dogs, so sorry, maybe I should have said it beforehand. Well, there are different kinds of dogs.
It's like a dog.
Okay, it's a bit more impressive than my rabbit. I think it needs four legs if it's going to work.
And maybe it has some.
yeah,
I do like dogs because they are good friends to people and they are loyal. Well, as compared to small animals like cats, they are really much more fun because they are not so independent. Yeah, maybe the fact that they protect their home as well. What it has to do with my role in the project is hard to say. I hope to be loyal to the project and not to let people doing similar projects know the details of our project or something.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Estonia.
Estonia.
So is there anything else you'd like to know? Oh right, my roles. In the different stages of the design, so at first I was responsible for designing the technical functions of the remote control, then in the conceptual design stage I need to come up with interface concept, and then in the last stage I will be responsible for the for the user interface design.
Thank you. My name is Otto. My favorite animal, one of my favorite animals is a cow. I've got no idea what the cow
is. Good luck.
This is going to be.
They're not just like a big round body and then some really skinny legs and just
yeah,
some horns.
Okay, so let me draw the body first. Anybody want a tail? A long face.
It's eating.
It looks like yours.
And there's some grass there.
Yeah.
So this is what I like about that
horse.
Just keep sitting there eating grass. They do not disturb anybody. They are kind of Buddhist in a way. Yeah, I like cows. My role in the project is the industrial designer, so I'm supposed to design all the details of the product, how it works and whatever it will, during the functional role, what are the various functions that have to be performed by it, during the conceptual design, what are the various components of it, and finally, I'm not too sure what was the last part. The detailed design, I guess it will again be the identification of the components and how they interface with each other. I'm from India. I'm doing my PhD in psycholinguistics. I set up the Department of Psychology.
Thanks.
Now it's my turn, obviously.
I like dogs too, but I can't do them already because I can't draw a dog as well as you can. I like
is that a lizard?
No way.
I don't like snakes. I come from Australia and we have nasty snakes. I'm from Melbourne. And I'm your project manager for today. And my role is basically to keep things going and make sure that you all work together in a productive way so that by the end of the day we come up with a great product. What's next in the PowerPoint presentation?
If you
just thought, yeah, I've just thought about this, that we could even put it much more professionally than that. There we go. Okay, so this is the overall budget for our project. We've got, we're planning to sell these remote controls for, let's make that go away, that means we've got 5 minutes. We're planning to sell the remote controls for €25 each. And with that, we're aiming for a profit of €50 million. And that's selling them on the international market, not just in the UK. So to do that, our finance people estimate that we need production costs of maximum €12.5 so that we can reach that profit target. We've only got a couple of minutes. Does anyone have any first ideas to bounce around about what we're thinking of this?
Yeah. I'm just wondering whether there's like any special feature that we want to have, want this remote control have as opposed to the already existing ones.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably something that it's best if we take it later, is that if we all have a think when we go away from the meeting, what specific things could be included in this remote control that
I think in the beginning, one thing that was mentioned was that it should be friendly, user-friendly and professional. So I think your point is relevant as far as the originality is concerned, that we should provide some features that are quite unique.
Something new.
Yeah, I was looking at the website and the other things that they make, and I like put down some like inspirational words like that I got from looking at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So the motto is we put the fashion in electronics, and so it's something that is sleek and stylish but is still functional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm kind of thinking, you know, like those phones that they have, the new generation ones, where they don't actually have any buttons on them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's something heading towards that, so it's not only, I mean, I don't know what most of them do on my remote controls, I think how many do you need, do you know?
Mm-hmm. So perhaps on some menu based thing, or
something that's a little less crowded than this, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, theoretically, you can do all kinds of things with your TV, like,
yeah.
You know, what do most people do? They turn it on, they watch certain specified channels,
yeah.
You know, and then they turn it off again.
There's a
sometimes
lot of functionality in there that is not used 90% of the time.
Yeah,
it's
so
only used 10% of the time.
There's no need to have buttons on it to
yeah.
do that. Maybe to do.
It could be one button for a menu or something that
yeah.
you really
and
need to go
so
and do.
So if you're the kind of sad case that knows how your remote control works, then, you know, that's fine and you can do it on the screen or on everybody else on the tablet, it doesn't, it's just confusing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Because like if you look at the train, it's just very like, there's no extra bits on it, the train on the website. And I don't know if
I haven't had
a look at the thing. But it's just like a long like thing, which seems like moving people, but it looks really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Right. Any other immediate thoughts?
We can aim for, I mean, we can think about all these little things, but we can aim for something that has a high battery life. Although I don't think that it's a huge problem for the more controls and the battery life. Every now and then you need to replace the batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even though it has to be original, we shouldn't go like like too far away from the usual ones, because otherwise the new users will just have a lot of problems with learning, yeah.
So it should kind of fit in as well.
It's like those fancy websites.
Stereotype of a, yeah.
That you can't access because you have no idea how to get in, but the designer's not very good. Okay, so we need to wrap it up now so that we can go away and get in some of this. We've got another meeting in 30 minutes, so you'll be getting specific instructions once you go back to your workspace. Basically, you're looking at the working design, you're looking at the technical functions design, and for you it's the user requirements. That's a good question. Say at the start. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
And I'll see you in half an hour.
So we'll
carry the laptops out and do we need to unplug things? Probably.